One note with the scrimmage this morning. We ended up holding Drew in the AM practice yesterday. He strained his left oblique, and so we'll take it day to day, but we didn't want to put him out there the day after, so that's going to require just a little bit of rest. We'll see how it is coming back on Monday and kind of treat it day to day. That's the main reason he didn't go. Otherwise, I would say we got a lot more reps than maybe we normally would have. The recovery time, comparing this to the handful of scrimmages we've had in the warmer weather, was noticeably different. And so we went an additional roll with each group, the ones, the twos, and the threes, once we saw how quickly we were kind of getting through the practice. Any questions?
You used the term Brandon Cook's day, what you saw in him today.
Well, he's explosive, and he's a guy that if you can get the ball to him in space, you know, he has a chance to give you some run after the catch, and he did that. So we just got to keep working with him on, you know, a lot of the nuances and the specifics with the passing game, but it was good to see him make a few plays.
Sean, I stole a term from you from Reggie Bush Day. It's time to start de-recruiting. I mean, are you worried about that with Brandon Cooks at all? I mean, obviously,
I'm not worried about that so much with him. Most of these young players, these rookies, understand, you know, how much they have to get up to speed with and where they're behind. Every one of them has got a lot of work to do, including Brandon. And if you're around him long enough, I think you get a sense from him that, you know, he understands that. So, you know, I think it's a process, and we're really just completing the first week of it.
Is it as impressive to you, though, how quickly he's standing out in this kind of practice?
Well, I think it was important that he got in the playbook as fast as possible, being that he missed most of the spring because of the quarter system he was on.
How about the play of the running back? Seemed good on the ground and also catch passes.
You know, I thought it was up and down in the run game. I thought we had some real good runs. The guys up front did a good job. And then at times, you know, I think we missed some holes. But we'll see all that on film. These guys will be off tomorrow. There'll be a bed check. And then Monday we'll treat as a day after, which we'll spend the better part of the AM on this tape and in the weight room. And then we'll have a practice out here on field two in the PM.
Ryan Griffin was really sharp today. Griffin, do you see him emerging in that backup role?
You know, both he and Luke are doing well, and we rotated both of those guys with the first group and the second group. If you looked at how the roles went, Luke took the first role with the ones, and then three groups later, Ryan took a group with the ones. They're both competing hard. Ryan is someone that has picked things up, and he did last year in his rookie season. So that's just something that'll be ongoing. We pay attention to. Both of them are doing well.
Did you see anything in Griffin today in his day? How would you?
Just sitting back behind the huddle, I thought, you know, he got in and out of the huddle. He functioned well, got to the line of scrimmage. For the quarterbacks, it's a little bit easier to go in and watch the tape then and all of a sudden begin to start charting all the specifics. But overall, I thought his tempo was good and getting us in and out of the huddle, and he made some good decisions.
Is he hugely ahead of where he was at this time last year? How big is the difference in what you see?
Yeah, I'm not going to say hugely. We're just 1 week into training camp. So it really is going to – we're going to get a chance to see a lot of preseason games, and I think that will begin – it will become more apparent to all of us.
Sean, you mentioned tempo earlier. I think that's something sometimes could drag off with the backup quarterbacks. It seemed like it was good.
Yeah, it was sporadic. At times it was good, and then at other times, you know, one of us is shouting in there, let's go. And it's not just the quarterback. It's the veteran lineman that can help, you know, get in and out of the huddle, up to the line of scrimmage quickly to function. We tried to put a clock on it like we would have in a game and to just press them. And so I think it's an area that we still need to work on, and yet, it didn't just drag. So overall, I thought it was better than it's been earlier in the week.
What did you see from your two centers today, Lolito and Goodwin?
I think we got to look at the tape. You know, to truly evaluate the offensive linemen, you got to go in and grade each snap, you know, how their steps, their technique. You know, I think we had one center QB exchange issue, but both of those guys, one's a veteran, obviously the other one's playing center his first year. Both of them are getting a lot of reps.
In general, has their run blocking started more quickly in camp? They seem to be gelling.
I don't know. Comparative to past camps, you know, certainly it's one of the points of emphasis in regards to, you know, being a physical team and being able to, you know, win games, you know, specifically in the second half. But, you know, that's something that is ongoing.
There's an obvious interest in Joe Morgan coming back. He didn't seem too involved today, but I know there are factors.
Well, we treated Joe and Jairus Byrd a little differently. Jairus we held, and then Joe we got a few snaps and wanted to hold. I think he'll be closer to going this first or second preseason game. So I think very easily he could have went, and yet we wanted to be smart with a couple of those guys recovering from an injury that we didn't put them right back out there and risk a chance of re-injury.
Marcus Ball looked good today, had a nice interception.
He's instinctive. You know, he's a player we saw a lot of film on from the CFL. And the one thing I would say based on the film study was his ability to tackle in the open field, and he has very good football instincts. So the interception he has today was a good example of that. And the ball kind of finds him, and it did a lot when we watched the tape. And credit Ryan Pace and our scouts. You know, he was a player we brought in, worked out, and then signed him to our roster. He was very, very productive in the CFL. And I think, you know, he has a chance to be a real good special teams player. I think he understands his role. And I also think he's someone that, you know, will improve as he's gaining knowledge of our defense playing safety. But he's done well in this first week and a half.
Do you expect to see Champ back sooner?
We'll see. I don't think it's anything serious. And it's, again, a matter of just making sure he's healthy. But I do. I don't want to put a time on it.
Was it an ankle?
Like I said.
I mean,
you wouldn't want to go through it again.
Okay. Got to ask.
You were yesterday, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to ask again Monday?
I'm just trying to do my job.
You're going to ask Monday?
All right.
Anything else? Thanks.